Iron Overdose by All-Star Medics. Iron overdose in children commonly results from accidental ingestion of maternal, antenatal, or therapeutic iron tablets. Toxicity occurs when the amount of iron ingested exceeds the binding capacity of transferrin, resulting in free circulating iron that damages tissues and disrupts cellular metabolism. The early stage, usually within 6 hours, is marked by nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Vomitus and stools are often gray or black due to iron oxidation. Severe poisoning may present with gastrointestinal bleeding, dehydration, hypotension, drowsiness, convulsions, and metabolic acidosis. A child who remains asymptomatic for 6 hours after ingestion is unlikely to develop serious toxicity. Iron acts as both a corrosive and systemic toxin. It damages the gastrointestinal mucosa and promotes free radical formation, causing hepatic and cardiac injury and metabolic acidosis through impaired oxidative phosphorylation. Investigations include abdominal and chest x-rays, which can reveal radiopaque iron tablets, and serum iron studies to assess levels. Electrolytes, renal and liver function tests, blood glucose, and arterial blood gases are useful for monitoring complications. Management begins with airway, breathing, and circulation. Provide oxygen if hypoxic and establish intravenous access. Treat shock or hypotension with a 20 milliliter per kilogram bolus of normal saline or Ringer's lactate. Gastric lavage may be performed if a potentially toxic dose was ingested within 1 hour, provided the airway is secure. Activated charcoal should not be given because it does not bind iron. Deferoxamine is the specific antidote. It should be given by slow intravenous infusion at 15 milligrams per kilogram per hour for 4 to 6 hours, ensuring that the total dose does not exceed 80 milligrams per kilogram per day, or a maximum of 6 grams daily. Intramuscular deferoxamine at 50 milligrams per kilogram every 6 hours may be used if intravenous administration is not possible, but should be avoided in shock. Chelation therapy is continued until the patient stabilizes, usually within 24 hours. A pink or reddish discoloration of urine, known as Vin-Rose urine, indicates iron deferoxamine complex excretion. Monitor vital signs, urine output, and serum iron levels. Maintain hydration and monitor for deferoxamine side effects such as hypotension or allergic reactions. Watch for complications including gastrointestinal bleeding, metabolic acidosis, hepatic necrosis, and renal failure. Key points. Iron poisoning is a medical emergency that develops rapidly within 6 hours. Activated charcoal is ineffective. Deferoxamine is the antidote of choice, given carefully to avoid toxicity. Therapy should be stopped once clinical stability is achieved. Prevention through safe storage of iron supplements remains crucial.